You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's April 24th, 2025, and welcome to episode 130 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. On the show, I'm going to be talking about Lush Foil Photography Sim. But first, let's check out the latest gaming news. And the best-kept secret in the industry has finally been revealed. The Elder Scrolls Oblivion Remastered. I kid, obviously. That thing leaked faster than a text from Pete Hegseth. On Tuesday, Bethesda shadow dropped the game and posted an announcement video discussing the project. And from what I've seen, the general consensus is that it looks much better than people were expecting, with a lot of it looking more like a remake than a remaster. From their description in the video, it seems like they have tried to keep what people loved about the game while updating things that needed it. We'll see how this surprise release goes over, but early word is that it is a huge hit with Steam concurrence. They hit like 67,000 within an hour of the announcement, so that's pretty impressive. The release wasn't without a little bit of, we'll say ruffling of feathers because, you know, this is the game industry. Some people were telling, you know, people not to buy the game due to the boycott that I spoke about last week, while others took issue with Microsoft surprise releasing a big RPG on Game Pass when they have a partnership deal with another RPG from a small developer releasing in the same week, Clair Obscura. And yeah, I get how that could be seen as kind of odd, but also I doubt that when they made that deal, they, you know, promised that they wouldn't be releasing any of their first-party titles anywhere near it. These release dates were worked out independently, and they just happened to land together. So either way, if you're an RPG fan, you are feasting. So, full disclosure, I've had a pretty remarkably stressful couple of weeks. You know, without turning this podcast into a therapy session, which would take way longer than 15 minutes, in the span of barely a week, I had to bring a sick child to the emergency room. My insurance company decided it wasn't going to cover my treatment for Crohn's, which I've been on for 6 months now. I had $1,000 plumbing repair, and two people I know passed away. So there was even more, but if I tell you everything, you're just going to be depressed too. Needless to say, my mental health was taking a beating like Glass Joe. So I've been trying to find ways to relax and to calm my mind. I've been listening to, you know, more chill music instead of, you know, heavy metal all the time. I bought some incense, and that's actually been pretty nice. The burning of incense is, you know, one of the only fond memories I have about going to Sunday mass as a kid. And I've even been thinking about doing some meditation, you know, just taking maybe 10 or 15 minutes out of my day to clear my head. And while video games have always been something that I've used to unwind at the end of the day, it's been more of a blow off some steam kind of a thing, and not so much a calming experience. And then last week, I got a code in my email for Lush Foil Photography Sim. So this is from developer Matt Newell and Annapurna Interactive. And Lush Foil is like photo mode the game. It places you in 10 different locations from all over the world and just asks you to explore and take pictures. There's no story, there's no narration, just some tutorials on how to use your camera, some super chill music, and gorgeous environments to explore. It's kind of the antithesis of most other games out there where you're always under, you know, some kind of pressure to complete goals or beat a challenge. Here the game just wants you to take your time and relax, you know, take in everything around you. Playing this game almost feels like meditating. Each of the locations that you'll visit are beautifully created in Unreal Engine 5, and they are near photorealistic versions of real-world places, like a lake nestled in the mountains of Italy to the rocky beaches of Australia. It's so stunning that you're going to want to follow every path and discover every area hidden in these environments to photograph. As you explore, you'll come across a bulletin board in each of the levels, and pinned to the board are a certain number of photos of that area that the game will ask you to find and photograph for yourself. Some are obvious, like, you know, there'll be a certain cabin or a church or something. Others are more difficult, like a section of a wooded path. Once you recreate each of the photos, you'll get a key, which unlocks a section of the map which you couldn't explore before. And you can also unlock other like lighting scenarios, like sunset and so on. In the levels, you'll also find collectibles hidden around that differ depending on the level, like ornamental boxes, or like on the Australian beaches, you'll collect bottles of sunscreen. I haven't quite figured out if those unlock anything, but I'm going to assume that they do. Another thing that you'll find and collect are cameras, which brings me to my next point, that Lush Foil is an absolute dream for photography nerds. The standard camera that you start each level with is a pretty nice DSLR camera, and it has all the features that come with that sort of camera. If you're the kind of person who likes to play around with things like shutter speed or ISO settings or different zoom lenses, you're going to be right at home. You will love it. I personally have almost zero experience with these kind of cameras, so I'm more of like just point and shoot kind of a guy, but it is awesome that they included what a true student of photography would really be looking for, and they will appreciate that. And those cameras that I mentioned before that you find hidden in the levels, they're all based on like real old cameras. So, you know, I don't know if you remember back in the day when digital cameras were brand new, but you had those old like 3 megapixel cameras, you know, those are in there, or the old school camcorders that like I know my family had as a kid. And they do a great job of recreating the effect, how that looked when you look through the viewfinders. It's a cool, neat little touch. If I had one thing to nitpick about the game, it's that I wish the levels were a little bit more lively. You know, they look stunning, but there's not like a lot going on in them. And I get, you know, this is like a solo developer, so there's obviously limits to what, you know, what you can do. There's only so much you can fit in. But it would have been nice, you know, to feel like these worlds had a bit more activity going on. You'll see, you know, a bird or something here and there, but some more wildlife or even people walking around like in the distance would have helped. It's bizarre that it's so empty. It also would have been cool to see some like dynamic moments that you had to move quickly to try and catch, like, you know, I don't know, a seaplane flying overhead, or a whale breaching out of the water in the distance, things like that, you know. Those little nitpicks aside, Lush Foil Photography Sim is a wonderfully chill and relaxed way to let out your inner shutterbug. I felt truly at peace as I just strolled around the black sand beaches of Iceland. And I admit I even got a little bit emotional when I walked through the torii gates at the Fushimi Inari Shrine in Kyoto. The recreation is so detailed that I felt like I was right back there again, revisiting one of my favorite places in the world. The game, you know, it's not super complicated and there's not a huge checklist of things to do, but I appreciate that simplicity. You know, it's just a nice, relaxing experience that helped me to get through a very stressful week. Those of you who have been listening to my podcast for a long time maybe remember the story I told about my daughter and the Girl Scout cookies. If you haven't, when she was younger and in the Scouts, her troop was selling cookies outside of a grocery store. My wife and I had dropped her off with the group, but we weren't there during the actual event. And later on, we got a call from the troop leader because she had been telling customers that she and the other girls were homeless. And they needed to sell enough cookies in order to have a place to sleep that night. Needless to say, that didn't go over well. They weren't happy. It showed me, though, that my kid is a little bit of a schemer, you know, always trying to pull one over. And that has been proven to be true in the years since. She's a teen now and a little more mature, but part of me still wonders if I made a big mistake by buying her the video game Schedule 1. If you're not familiar, this is a straight-up drug dealing simulator. From the growing to the bagging to slinging it on the streets, it covers the whole spectrum of what's needed to become a successful narcotics entrepreneur. You start out in a crappy little RV and try to work your way up to running a complex operation with an army of thugs selling your product for you. It's been very popular on Twitch and YouTube recently. And to be honest, I see why. It's actually a pretty well-made game with, an addicting gameplay hook. But given her history of, you know, let's say, bending the rules and her obvious talent at talking people into a sale, I kind of wonder if I've screwed up and set her up for a shady career path. She's constantly talking this week about her hot new product, increasing production, and eliminating the competition. Yeah. All I know is if the cops come knocking one day, I am quickly destroying the evidence and deleting my Steam profile. Before I go this week, I want to send positive vibes to Luke Lore. If you don't know Luke, he is the host of the XEP podcast, which covers all things Xbox, and he's just a swell fella. He put out a video this week on his channel talking about how much Gears of War means to him in a very personal way and how it actually saved his life. So I'm so proud of him and what he's done as a creator, and I'm glad that he decided to share this story. So go look up XEP on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.